97.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive, and we appreciate you listening to Houston Sports Leaders and not other trash. We appreciate you rolling with us here live on The Fan. I do want to get to the new news here. The Texans, they have signed two veteran wide receivers, Sterling Shepard and Zay Jones. According to Mike Garofalo and Ian Rapoport, obviously the injury to Jaden Higgins. We heard earlier Aaron Wilson reported that they may be looking at trade candidates, but they have officially brought in Sterling Shepard, Zay Jones. I want to get to the bottom of that. But I've seen this come across multiple times, and I'll just say this to the people. If you are seeing a report that is not factual, it is not factual. Nobody else is reporting it. Adam Schefter did a podcast where he said he is hearing that the Texans and C.J. Stroud are not close right now on a contract. He did not give any numbers, but there is what looks to be a report that is being backtracked faster than Dion. C.J. Stroud has not ever once, no one has reported that he is asking for $70 million. That is insane and a lie. Hell, Patrick Mahomes got 64. There is no truth to that report. Okay? And it sucks because C.J. Stroud is somebody that has become polarizing to some. And, of course, C.J. Stroud coming off of his postseason to even think that he would even ask for $70 million, and I know some people are going to believe it, would just makes him look foolish and silly. It's not true. There has not been no confirmation or anything that anyone has reported of anything, of anybody that is worth a damn, that said that he is asking the Texans for not just record-breaking. I mean, this is out of control. No, I won't. I want $6-7 million more than Mahomes. No, it's not true. Okay. Now, Clint, your thoughts on the two signings, Sterling Shepard, Zay Jones. They bring them in. Sterling Shepard, 33 years old, 5'11", 194 pounds. Last year he was with Tampa. He had 39 receptions for 371 yards and a touchdown in 13 games. And then Zay Jones, who's a little bit younger, 31 years old, 6'2", 200. Last year he was with the Cardinals. He only played 8 games, which he had 12 catches, 183 yards, no touchdowns. He had a torn Achilles. That's what took him out. So he is trying to recover from that. So your thoughts about those moves and then maybe a little bit after that, how that affects the Texans and the other guys, what it says about those guys.
Well, look, I think you just lack experience. I mean, at the end of the day, you lack real NFL experience beyond Nico Collins. Now you lack depth and you lack size. And that is exactly what your system requires, is, you know, receivers that can do everything and play every position, receivers that can block, and receivers that can be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there and do what you're coached to do. And that is typically difficult for rookies to do or young players that have never done it. And it would be risky to go into a season without some level, I think, of experience. And both of these guys bring experience. I don't know them personally, but both of them have been in the NFL and been with organizations for multiple years. Both of them have been depth receivers and understand the role of being a depth receiver and who you are and how you need to go about your business. I think both of them have good size. Particularly, I think it's Sterling Shepard has, or is it Zay? Zay's the bigger, did you say Zay was the bigger one?
Yeah, Zay 6'2", 200.
6'2", 200. So, this is good. I love the fact that there's two of them, not just one of them. I think this is a really, really good, this puts him in a really good position. You got 3 weeks to teach him the offense. Assuming that you need them that long and assuming that both of them have staying power, you got three weeks to teach them the system. You've even got guys, assuming that Jalen Noel can get healthy, you've got guys that can buy you an extra week or two, and you can look up and a month into the season, you know, that wide receiver room, will have two more guys that are very dependable, that can definitely do the whole do your job type of approach to offensive football. They can definitely be part of a group that will complement a Nico Collins. So I like the sign. I like what both guys bring to the table. Neither one of them are burners. Both of them are guys that have to play the game between the ears and understand zone coverages and understand having good chemistry with the quarterback and that kind of thing. So I think they're both really good fits. I would say, correct me if I'm wrong, no disrespect, not minimum. I would say they're both closer to an Xavier Hutchinson type player when it comes to reliable, smart, decent size. Not necessarily guys that are going to go win a bunch of one-on-one battles and man coverage type deals. So, but I think much needed depth, much needed experience, and I think a really good play here for Nick Caserio and DeMeco Ryans to go get two, not just one.
You tell me, because you know how these things work better than I do, Clint. And 713-572-4610, your thoughts on what this means for the Texans as they add Sterling Sharp, 33, Shepard.
Been a while since Sharp played.
Yeah, not Sterling Sharp. Yeah, I think he's
be
yeah,
nice.
He's got
be
the
nice
neck injury.
If one of those walked
in the
door.
He just went in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Sterling Shepard, excuse me, and Zay Jones. And one of the first things that came to my mind was, yeah, they're probably going to need some depth there, but. I mean, it's hard not to take myself to a place of, are they lacking confidence in not just the guys that are healthy like Hutchinson, but what are their thoughts about Tank Dell? Like, because Clint, if Tank Dell was going to be ready, that would make sense that he could fill, you know, maybe some of that void from Higgins. But the Tank Dells, the Jalen Knowles, who we just haven't seen have contact yet since camp has started. Like, it is hard for me not to get to the point of they just aren't real comfortable, which I can understand, not just real comfortable behind Nico Collins, anywhere else.
Well, you need guys. I mean, here's the deal. It is, and I think Hutch fits this mold, but you need guys in your system, especially if you're going to be a system like this. And when I say like this, it's in everybody. We're not going to highlight Nico Collins. Nico's not going to – I mean, if he gets more touches, it's because the defense is giving you a look that's going to allow him to get more touches. We're not going to get real creative and make him priority number one. I hope they do. I think DeMeco should walk into Kaylee's office and tell him he better or he's going to be fired. But I don't think that's how they're going to operate. So what you need is you need guys that when you in the huddle, it's second nature. When you hear a formation, you've heard it in other offenses before, you know what it means. When you hear certain routes, a jerk route, a Texas route, whatever it may, pump route, whatever it may be, you've heard it before. You don't have to go get coached up on it. You know exactly what it is. You go execute it, right? They need guys in the system that when they're in a real game, they look up and they're getting some kind of pressure, right? They need guys that don't panic, that know what's going on, that have seen it before, that know how to beat it, that know how to be available for the quarterback. They need that. Right, and they need that in the wide receiver room across the board from a depth perspective. And I'm not saying the Isaiah Bonds of the world don't know that or can't get there. Hell, he was in Bill O'Brien's system. He should know. I'm not saying he can't get there. I'm not saying that 89 can't get there. And it won't be a guy that could do that right away. I'm just saying that they need some veterans experience that they know for a fact has done these things. And they know for a fact, hey, in 3 weeks they can be up to speed to that where they can play in an emergency situation. Hey, in 6 weeks they could be real options for us in this offense. And I think they needed it before the injury, and they damn sure need it now. So again, good move.
Yeah, it's a good move that makes you wonder how much. You know, it means for everybody else, right? The first reports we got, Clint, was potentially looking at trades for guys like Bouti and Rashad Bateman. I mean, those are starting receivers in the league, which I'm saying they, you know, that's what they lost with Higgins. But I mean, if you're looking at that avenue and then you're bringing other stuff in, like it wonders, like, how much confidence do you have in Noel? How much confidence do you have that Tank's going to be healthy? How much confidence did you have in Hutchinson? How much confidence do you have in Jarrett Wayne? How much confidence do you have in those guys if we're hearing trades and you brought in guys for workouts? Maybe they got here for 20 minutes and they're here.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah, man. Look, I like it. I mean,
Justin Watson in there too. Yep. I mean, all those guys. Yep.
I think they just know who they're getting in Justin Watson, right? And I think even you can argue that beyond Justin Watson, you need the help. I think they're very confident in what Justin Watson can do in this offense. Now, again, he's no Higgins, but get in there. I mean, hell, one play he sat in there in a tight formation in a cut split. And he blocked the defensive end for a quick hit and let Trent Brown get his pass set ready and balanced. I mean, it was I think they like these guys, but the reality of it is, man, I mean, you're an injury away from being in a real, real pickle, not only just a young guy, but having guys that have never played at the NFL level, and your whole offense is dependent on it.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, you got to get some cats in here. And these are both guys that I would think, being on the streets 8/21, I would think – these are guys that you know, you start getting some Tank Dells and some Jalen Knowles healthy, you can count these guys on the practice squad, and they're always right there available, and they know your system. So I think this is a great move.